this could end up being a nasty Democratic primary battle if both candidates fight for the same seat. You know, Rick Fogelsong over at Rollins College, political scientist, had an interesting piece comparing what could be a Demings-Grayson contest to the 2004 U.S. Senate primary between Democrats Betty Castor and Peter Deutsch, which was so bitter that it easily allowed Republican Mel Martinez to take the seat. Turn back the clock for us, if you can, Dick Batchelor and Lou Frey, and remind us about Betty Castor and Peter Deutsch and why that was a tough fight.
Well, because they obviously were going head-to-head. Peter Deutsch, bright guy, but caustic guy, and he was willing to go after Betty Castor, go for the juggler. That's the kind of campaign he ran.
Even though some guy was teaching over there who was...
She was the president of the University of South
Florida. Yeah, she was the president.
Right.
Some guy teaching over there, yeah.
Sound like the Al Arias.
I mean, he went back to when she was about 4 years old and didn't brush her teeth.
I know. He went after her very... So it depends. Now, is Alan Grayson the type of person who would mount the same attack against Val Demings? A couple of things. One, keep in mind that while she's announced for the seat that now is held by Dan Webster, because she lives in Southwest Orange County, depending on reapportionment, she could very well be in another district, which would be an unencumbered district. So she could be running against a non-incumbent.
In a new district.
In a new district. Now, if Alan Grayson, she ends up in the same race, I think a couple of things. One, first of all, Val Demings, as a former police chief, has sterling credentials. It's hard to attack a woman who's been the police chief at a time when you've seen crime, particularly murders, go way down. So she's got a sterling record. She's also a female. With all due respect, it's much harder for a candidate to go after a female, particularly one with her credentials. So the last thing I'll say is it would be interesting to see if Alan Grayson can raise the money. He hasn't yet, or if he's willing to write a big enough check. That's going to be the real test. Most of his loyalty comes from people like the MoveOn.org and Nationwide. He doesn't really have a strong base of constituency support here.
Remind us, Dick Batchelor, in that contest, though, in 2004 between Betty Castor and Peter Deutsch, who ended up coming out of the Democratic primary?
Peter Deutsch.
So, attacking a woman.
Well, that's true. It worked for him. He went very heavy and very negative.
And she is not known.
Val Demings.
No, she is not known at all. He is. That could be good and bad, frankly, in terms of it. But she can paint her picture of who she is, which she needs to do very quickly in the campaign, spend a bunch of money up front and get out who she really is. Otherwise, Grayson can come along and talk and spend money, and it's very difficult.
Who does Dan Webster want to run against if it had to be between those two, Demings and Grayson?
That's
the guy he beat last time.
That's easy. Yeah, Grayson.
Okay, one of the things about
he's probably contributing to Grayson's campaign as we speak.
Well, I also wonder, though, you know, Dick Batchelor, you mentioned that reapportionment issue, and Alan Grayson seems like he's holding back, waiting to see how the cards are going to fall.
Where the new district's coming
Where that new district's
right.
going to be. Yeah. Is that a smarter move than Demings already kind of targeting that District 8?
Well, probably holding back to see if he can raise any money. The fact is it's always difficult to run against an incumbent. He was certainly handily defeated last time. 95% of incumbents win re-election. I do have to think, though, that this year is going to be much difficult. I think we could see the biggest turnout in Congress since 1994.
It could be another flood like it is. Just incumbents, not mad at any... Buddy, just mad at incumbents. 19% approval rating. It's up from 6, though.
How crucial is District 8 for the Democrats if they want to try to retake the U.S. House at all? Are we going to see a lot of money pouring into this race?
I think what you might see, and on this, look, the reapportionment committee is meeting. They don't have any maps. I don't believe that, but they say they have no maps. So we don't know what's going to happen. But if you look at the demographics and the growth in the Hispanic population, there is a possibility the Republicans might just give up one of the new seats, carve out the district, work with Corinne Brown, and carve out a new, quote, Democratic district and create a new Republican district, but also understand they'll keep Dan Webster's district and John Mica's district and Sandy Adams' district. So I could see because of Article 5, or excuse me, Amendment 6 to the Constitution dealing with congressional reapportionment, I could see where there could be a Democratic seat created that would be a blend African-American, Hispanic.